This is Caveman Corner with Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert, presented by Midland Engineering, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. Caveman Corner also is sponsored by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, the School City of Mishawaka, Monterey Mexican Grill, Kevin Putt's First Midwest Mortgage, Bethel University Athletics, Trackside Fine Food and Spirits, and InRugco.
Caveman Corner on Sports Radio 960 AM WSBT, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert, Sean Stiers. Our first guest tonight is Mishawaka football coach Keith Kinder. Dean, you are out and about at soccer tonight, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's senior night out here at Baker Park. Right now it's 1-1, 7 minutes to go, and the Caveman trying to break that tie. And just shot right over the goal. But wouldn't it be great to get a win on senior night? We got the draw for sectional, and optimistic that Mishawaka soccer on the rise.
We're almost to October now. We are, you know, we're feeling a little bit of fall weather here. So yeah, that would be great with, you know, like you said, sectional draw and all that coming up. And we're going to be joined in a little bit by Blair Vandenberg and his daughter Grace, the girls' golf coach. And his senior daughter, Grace, who just concluded her golf career at Mishawaka. But right now, joined by head football coach Keith Kinder. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Grilling some burgers.
Nice.
Putting together some Legos. And overall, just trying to keep the peace in the house.
Control the chaos.
That's right, man.
All right. Well, a tough one Friday night. Of course, you guys were down at Concord. You fall in that game 38-24. What is maybe the biggest thing you can take away from a game like that that you had?
Well, do you want the positive or the negative first?
I'll leave it to you. You can go any way you want with that.
Okay. So I'll start with the negative.
Okay.
I think against the two best teams that we've played this year, we have spotted them 14 points, whether it be, you know, the scenario against Warsaw where we gave up a scoop and score on our first possession and then had to punt and then gave up a touchdown on their first possession. And halfway through the first quarter, we're down 14-0, or the way it worked out last Friday where, you know, they go down the field and score. We have a personal foul that kind of helps their drive. They score a touchdown. We fumble on our first offensive play. They score on the next play, and we're down 14-0 5 minutes into the game. So the negatives have been spotting really good teams 14 points before really we got a chance to catch our breath. We're still struggling with really untimely penalties. That's a discipline issue.
Yeah.
And that is something that has to be fixed by our coaching staff. That kind of falls on us. And then, you know, the positive, the thing that I take away and that I told our kids after the game is the resiliency that I think we showed, you know, down 23 points to a really good team at halftime. The first half could not have ended any worse. We had a touchdown called back. We turned it over a second and third time in the half and gave up 10 additional points to be down 23 points. And we got the ball with 10 minutes left in the game, down 31-24. You know, so in a matter of 14 minutes of the second half, we virtually got ourselves right back in the football game with a chance to win. So I think that there's positives to take away from it. We just have such a little window for error without Justin on the field. So it's really important that we take care of the ball better.
Yeah, like you said, three fumbles, and you're right. I mean, when that first fumble, that's the first thing that I thought about was, oh, my goodness, that first, you know, just like first play against Warsaw. Now, these two teams, obviously, that you've lost to, Warsaw and Concord, completely different kinds of offenses. Warsaw obviously runs your offense, but Concord spread it out, receivers all over the place. And you said going into the game you were most concerned about Concord throwing the ball over your head. As it turned out, Dutton, their quarterback, I mean, he stood back there and he wasn't necessarily slinging it far downfield, but he was really accurate. Just maybe your thoughts on what you saw from him the other night.
Well, with, you know, number one, he was fantastic. And, you know, I think they played a really good football game. And, you know, I think that, you know, after the game and talking with some reporters and then the next day talking with Craig, Concord's head coach, I think that the main focus needs to be how well Concord played. You know, we didn't do ourselves any favors. We gave them a lot of opportunities and short fields and stuff like that. But they just played so well. The quarterback played well. And we didn't respond fast enough. We responded. It just wasn't quick enough. And, you know, like you said, you and I talked on Thursday, and my biggest fear was I hadn't thought that our secondary had been challenged by a team that could stretch you vertically and horizontally. And they really did challenge us more horizontally than vertically. Like, they spread us out.
Yeah.
They found weak spots in our zone. And, you know, we're not really built to play man-to-man defense. We tried it as a last resort. And we still struggled to cover people like Jack Darcy and Amarion Moore and those guys in space, because they're more athletic than we are. And so we spent a ton of time watching the film, learning and coming up with some ways to kind of fix those issues, because Northwood is very similar offensively to Concord in what they do. So, you know, I think the best thing you can do is try to learn from, you know, the experience and try to get better from it.
Coach, I think that's one of the things that I took away from it is looking at the Northern Lakes Conference. You're going to see so many different styles, and things like Friday night should help you in the playoffs, because other teams are going to look at the film, and you guys obviously looked at the film and you're working on it this week.
Yeah, you know, and here's the other thing. You know, I just think that this experience playing Concord, you know, who is in our sectional, is only going to make us better. And I, you know, I said it to our players after the game. I still think we're a good football team. I don't think that we're as good as people were telling us we were, and as good as maybe we thought we were. And there's never, you know, it's never fun to lose a game, but I think anytime that you can get dealt a little bit of humility and some reality, and, you know, it's not too late. You know, I'd rather learn these lessons in late September than mid-November. So it came at a good time. Our kids were in the weight room at 8 o'clock this morning. The energy was great. Nothing really phases these kids. They're ready to get back to work and ready to compete against another good team. And we'll see what happens this Friday.
Well, Coach, you'll be happy. One of your football players just scored 2 goals within a minute. Lucas Larson scored 2 goals, so it's 3-1 Mishawaka. Connor George and Braxton Banks, Josiah Simpson, these guys are playing their butts off, the seniors. But right now, Mishawaka leads 3-1 with a minute 11 to go in the game.
Could that be why we heard a loud scream in the background while I was talking?
That could be why. Fans are pretty happy. We got about a minute to go here. When you think of your team and the guys and what they're going through right now, and when you talk about some of the injuries, you talked about it last 2 weeks ago, but, I mean, these guys stick together. You see Bo Brown out here tonight, Justin Fisher supporting the soccer team. I mean, these guys really appreciate each other. And guys like Connor George, the dedication they're putting in, it's on and off the field. This isn't a fake thing. These guys are together, and they've got a big picture in mind when you think about the postseason. These guys are thinking, okay, if we can get through the conference, we're going to learn. We're going to stick together, and no matter what, we've got big picture in mind.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good point, Dean, because I think, you know, one of the things that we had talked about all off season was we thought we had a team that was good enough and capable of running the table in the conference. And, you know, whatever, you know, we're not a group that makes excuses, but some things haven't necessarily gone our way. And that doesn't mean that we're not still playing for something really important. And right now we're playing for the opportunity to compete against somebody really good. We know, and, you know, we tell our kids all the time, we're never going to lie to you. And we've told our kids, listen, you aren't going to win the conference now. what you're playing for now is the opportunity to get better every day, compete against a really good opponent, and get yourself better for the push of some postseason success, which we're accustomed to at Mishawaka. So we've still got a lot of things to be grateful for. I still think we got a really good football team. And I think this Friday, if we can, you know, I think we need to beat somebody good. And Northwood is the right opponent at the right time. They're a really good football team. They're really well coached. They're getting better as the season has gone on. And so I think we've got an opportunity to, you know, to really start to build some confidence back against somebody pretty good.
Keith Kinder, the head coach of the Mishawaka football team, with us on Caveman Corner on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. You guys mentioned Justin Fisher. He's been out for 3.5 games now after injuring his knee against Goshen. And we saw him on the sidelines with a brace for a couple of weeks. And then last Friday, he was down there at Concord walking around, no brace on his knee. How hopeful are you that you might be able to get him back on the field?
Oh, I'm very hopeful that his time in a Mishawaka uniform isn't over. Beyond that, you know, the reporters asked me after the game, and you know, and I basically gave him the answer like, hey, you saw him 2 weeks ago, he was on crutches. You saw him tonight, he wasn't on crutches. You know, so you know, there is reason to be hopeful, but you know, the big picture here is, you know, not rushing and making sure that we don't jeopardize, you know, whatever future he has in football, whether it be for Mishawaka or at the next level, and then just making sure we follow the direction of the doctors and the trainers and those experts, because, you know, if you left it all up to football coaches and fans, then there would be no injuries, you know. So we're, you know, and again, he's been a great – I watched our game about 4 times over the weekend, and in our sideline shot, about every play in our sideline shot, you can see number 2 cheering for his team. Mishawaka football matters so much to him.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want anyone to be, you know, confused by the fact that he really cares and he wants to be back there as soon as possible.
Dean, I'll let you have the last question before we have to wrap it up with Keith Kinder.
Well, Coach, just going into this week, Northwood's an awfully good football team, and you talk about the next couple weeks. This week, homecoming, what's the message that you give your team and you give your fans? And whatever that message was at halftime worked, because I saw that 31-24, and I thought, we got the fourth quarter, we're going to win by 2 touchdowns. This team's confident. These fans are into it. What's the message you give this team now to have momentum and say, this is where we go from here?
Well, you know, kind of what we already talked about, you know, like you said, I told our kids at halftime that, listen, the scoreboard isn't going to reflect whether or not we end up being successful tonight, because what's really going to determine it is how do we respond to adversity now? Because I didn't like the way that we handled adversity early on in the game on Friday. I thought we kind of let it snowball a little bit, which is something that I'm not really accustomed to with this group. So the real challenge was, hey, the game starts right now. Let's focus on what we can control. We can't control the score right now, but we can control our effort, our enthusiasm, our energy in the second half. And I thought that they really did that well. And, you know, the message today was this team that we're playing this Friday last year was without question the hardest playing team that we faced all year. They're one of the most well-coached teams in the state. I have a ton of respect for Coach Andrews. He's someone that I looked up to growing up, just a few miles down the road. And so I know that this game has the attention of our kids, and they're going to be really excited about the opportunity.
Mishawaka football coach Keith Kinder, the Caveman host Northwood this Friday night, and we'll have the call over on 96.1. FM. Keith, enjoy the burgers and hopefully not too much chaos while you're having dinner out there tonight.
Well, there's lots of chaos, but I'm going to try to not overcook the burgers. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later. Keith Kinder, head coach of the Mishawaka football team. We'll take a timeout. Blair and Grace Vandenberg from the girls' golf team will join us next on Caveman Corner, Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Cape Men Corner continues on Sports Radio 960 AM WSBT with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert, Sean Stiers, and we are joined right now by a pair from the Mishawaka girls golf team, head coach Blair Vandenberg and his daughter Grace, who just completed her senior season. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing great. A little busy. We're at a soccer game, but always make time for you, so this is good.
Are you and Dean, like, looking at each other right now out there at the soccer game? Is that kind of how this is?
No, I'm at a middle school soccer
game. Oh, you're at a middle school soccer game. Okay, because Dean's at a soccer game too. So, well, your season just came to an end. How would you kind of recap and summarize what you saw from your team this year?
You know, I saw a lot of growth this year. You know, last year was such a weird season with COVID and everything, like, totally eliminating off-season stuff. And, you know, we had some big strides here this year. Grace, playing number one as a senior, cut 5 or 6 strokes off her average this year. Claire Braniff, who played number two for us this year, I think she got about 7 or 8 strokes better as well per nine. So it was a really encouraging and good season.
And Grace is there with you. Grace, you know, this was your senior season. You went to regionals once again, NLC, all-conference as well. Just some thoughts from you on what you were able to accomplish there at Mishawaka with your golf career.
Yeah, this year was really great. Just seeing my growth through not only this year, but also my past 4 years of playing was pretty incredible, going from playing and shooting in the 80s for one round of 9 holes of golf to being in the 80s for 18 holes towards the end of the year has just been pretty incredible for me to see.
Hey, Grace, this is Dean Huppert. You know, a lot of coaches appreciate their players, but I think it became a tradition for you and Dad at the end of each round to have a hug. What did that mean to you as a player to know that he not only wanted you to do well on the golf course, but just personally, he cared so much about you and the team and just making sure that you guys had a great experience?
Having my dad as my coach has meant the world to me. That hug that became a tradition after every single match was something that became a tradition without us even realizing it. It was a very special way to end every match, and especially these last couple matches, it was a very special way to just have that hug and let all of our emotions out that we've been holding in for this whole season, knowing it's my last year.
And Coach, I'll let you control the narrative on this one, but you know, that last hug at regional, we were so proud of Grace shooting 83 at sectional, and then she was in the 80s at regional and just a few strokes away from being at state. But that last hug, you had alerted us about a week ago that you may be changing the narrative of what you've been doing for 25 years for 41 different sports. I mean, the things that you've been doing for Mishawaka, it's just incredible. The loyalty, the dedication, and the life lessons that you've helped teach kids.
Yeah, it's after 25 years and all of the teams, I just felt like this was the time to step down and enjoy life. I mean, it doesn't seem like much when the season's only 7 or 8 weeks long, but it's a lot of time and effort. And my son's going to be a freshman next year at Mishawaka, so not getting to see him play soccer would be terrible. So, you know, having those last couple weeks with Grace on the course were emotional, but just fantastic. We had a practice round at Noble Hawk, and I had to have a conversation with her saying, yeah, we can't have any emotions until that final putt goes down on 18, whether it's you're close to making it out or not. We have to keep composure, and she did a fantastic job. She, of course, her last putt was only about a foot from the hole, but you know, it was a special moment to end that way with my own daughter. And the last 25 years have been amazing. The amount of kids that I've coached and seen grow up and now I play golf with and see around town and share stories with. So it's been an amazing experience.
Well, you know, Blair and Grace, I'll kind of put this to both of you. You know, I coached my son in a high school, and, you know, there's a lot of good that comes with it. There are challenges that come with it as well, both for the player and for, you know, the parent slash coach, you know, going through all of that. So how would you kind of describe not just this ending, but the experience that you've had over the past 4 years getting to do this together?
I'll let Grace start.
So golf has always been very special to me, but having my dad alongside me all the time and being my coach has just meant even more. It's been really nice. Just if I was struggling, knowing that not only did I have to just come to him at practice, I could come and reach out at home or whenever he had time. And just the relation, our bond through him coaching me these past 4 years has grown so much, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. I actually talked to Bart Curtis before he left and told him I was going to get to coach my kid. And he said, just cherish every moment. And at home, your dad, and on the course, your coach,
right.
And don't let that bleed over. And I think we did a pretty good job with that. Our freshman and sophomore year, she had to ride home with coach too, so we
right.
might have had a couple of minutes on the drive home. But after that, we shut it off and we changed gears. And so that was great advice by Coach Curtis, and I think in the long run was perfect. So I always said, she doesn't hate golf, and I've been coaching her, so I've done something right.
That's funny. It does change when they get to drive themselves home. You're absolutely right about that. Dean, I'll let you finish up again.
Yeah, Coach, just a chance to brag on yourself just a little bit. I mean, name the sports that you coached and maybe an estimate of how many players. And finally, just what Mishawaka has meant to you. As a Mishawaka grad, I know the pride just runs so deep.
Yeah. So I started in the fall of 97 coaching tennis, and I coached tennis for 6 years. And that same year, I started coaching the golf team, and I had 21 seasons with the boys team. In between there, I got 2 years. I was the assistant varsity coach for the volleyball team, and then the last 12 years for the girls program. And I can't even imagine how many kids or players that I've had on my teams. There are times that I forget some of them when they see me in public, and I have to be reminded what year it was. But just being a part of Mishawaka for all these years, growing up a couple blocks from the stadium, and just being immersed in that culture from the time I was a baby, that's the hardest part about stepping down. Is gonna miss that, being a part of the leadership at Mishawaka. And so next fall it's gonna be really weird, not having something to do, but it's been fantastic. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Well, from all of us, Coach, thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
Blair and Grace Vandenberg, hey, congratulations to both of you on great careers. Blair, good luck in retirement, and Grace, good luck to you as well going forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. And Dean, I will talk to you. I'm sure I'll see you Friday. If not, I will talk to you 1 week from tonight.
All right. Thanks, Sean. As always, we appreciate the opportunity to be on WSBT. And they're just getting ready to introduce Connor George here on senior night. Mishawaka wins 3-1, so it's a great night at Baker Park.
All right. Good stuff. Boys soccer team victorious. Thanks again, Keith Kinder, for joining us at the top, and Blair and Grace Vandenberg from the Mishawaka girls golf team, and Dean Hubbard, the Mishawaka athletic director. Monday Night Football is coming up next. Dallas and Philadelphia on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
This has been Caveman Corner with Sean Stiers and Dean Hubbard, presented by Midland Engineering, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. Caveman Corner, also sponsored by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, the School City of Mishawaka, Monterey Mexican Grill, Kevin Putt's First Midwest Mortgage, Bethel University Athletics, Trackside Fine Food and Spirits, and NRUGCO.